نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Tonight is the 7th of Muharram, 1444. We know that in South Africa, Ashura will be on Tuesday, inshallah. Hence, Monday night and Tuesday is an auspicious day. So our topic for tonight is regarding the Ahlul Bayt. I spoke about it during the Jummah talk, and we focus on Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha and Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhuma. Tonight's talk, inshaAllah, we will focus on the Azwaj Mutahharat, the honorable wives and spouses of the Master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we study the Noble Quran, we find that the word Ahle Bayt is mentioned 3 different places. And always it refers to the wife or the mother. So we, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, say, similarly here, you need to go to the Noble Quran and see Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, and verses 32, 33 and 34. I will read for you the starting so you will get an idea. Surah 33, verse 32, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addressing the honorable wives of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, lastunnaka ahadim minan nisa. O you, the honorable wives and spouses of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not like the other ladies. You are special. You have unique features and characteristics. Surah 33, verse number 6. Wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. Every honorable wife of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is called Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers. Therefore we say Azwaj Mutahharat. Therefore we say Ummul Mu'mineen. So how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has elevated them. Then in Surah 33, verse number 33, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. You must stay glued to your homes. You should not be leaving your homes unless there is a real need or necessity. And then Surah 33, verse 34, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. You must by heart, you must practice, you must teach what has been revealed in your homes. Imagine in their hujurat, in their apartments, in their rooms, the Quran Sharif was being recited, the Quran Sharif was being revealed. And Almighty Allah says, wal hikmah, the wisdom referring to the sunnah mubarakah. So in between, we call the siyaq and sabaq in Arabic, the text and the context. So everybody agrees, Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 32 is for the honorable wives of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surah 33, verse 34 is for the honorable wives of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now I missed out now, so to explain to you, Surah 33, verse 33, now Almighty Allah changes and includes the masculine. So what does Almighty Allah say? إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهَلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. This is chapter 33 and verse 33. To show us in the Ahlul Bayt and the household of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are certain men also included. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is included. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is included. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is included. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu is included. Salmanu minna, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's three sons are included. Hazrat Abdul, Hazrat Qasim, and then Hazrat Abdullah, and then we find, remember his name Tayyib Tahir, and then we find Ibrahim. So all this we will find that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved children, all are included. So it's not confined to what people are saying today, Princeton Park, only five individuals, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, and Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh. So when I debated with one person who was a Shiva, I said, look at it. You including the Honorable Father, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was, who is, who will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. And the father. Then the daughter, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. So what happened to the mother? How do you have a household without the mother? So the mother must be included, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So remember, that is why I want to explain to you each one of the honorable wives, what the role they played, what contribution they made for Islam, and what sacrifices they made. Start with Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha. Her one distinction is this. She is the first personality to embrace Islam alal itlaq. Among men, women, adults and children, no one embraced Islam before her. And if you open the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, you will find it. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informing Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are here. Why do you mention Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, her name Mubarak, so often? We are here, Ya Rasulullah. Obviously, this is after the demise of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Listen to the words of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Aisha radiallahu anha, she believed in me when no one believed in me. She gave all her wealth when no one wanted to help me financially and materially. She is the mother of my children, six children, two sons and four daughters. Then listen to the ending of the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Innaha kanat wa kanat. She is unique, O Aisha radiallahu anha, O Siddiqa, O Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's beloved daughter, Ya bint Siddiq. She, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, innaha kanat wa kanat. She is unique. So Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her. This was in Makkah. She was the only wife of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the time of her demise. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 25 years old. She was 40 years old. And lo and behold, the marriage continued for 25 years. During the month of Ramadan, when she was 65, then remember, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just over 50 years old. Then she passes away. That year in our Islamic terminology is called Amul Huzan, the year of sadness and grief. Because Abu Talib, although he did not embrace Islam, but he defended the Master alayhi salatu salam, he also passed away at that time. So therefore Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was grieving so much. Allah jalla wa ala said, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are grieving, you are so sad. I will take you for a miraculous nocturnal journey. When no person went before you and no personality will go after you. Chapter 17, verse 1. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله. This was to elevate the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam even more, that you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will show to the entire world and creation, you were, you are, you always will be Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the Imam of all the prophets and messengers. Hence, they went to Aqsa al-Mubarak and performed the Salat there. All the Anbiya prophets behind Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then from there, Aqsa al-Mubarak to seven heavens and beyond the Mi'raj. You heard now what happened today. The apartheid Israeli regime, without any justification, are now currently attacking our brothers, sisters, children in Gaza on this Mubarak blessed night of Muharram. So let us always remember them in our du'as. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala grant them victory against this apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. So always study. Now look at the indictment upon the Ummah. When we are in Medina Munawwara, then we tell the brothers, come, we will go to the graveyard, the cemetery. 50, 70, 100 brothers will come Hajj time, Ramadan time. Because the cemetery is just opposite the masjid. All the wives of the Master alayhi salam are buried there in Baqi, except two. Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha is buried in Mu'alla, not Ma'ala. Our people misconstrue, mispronounce it. Makkah Mukarramah is on a slope, Mu'alla, the upper region, and where your hotels are, the Hilton and Zamzam, that is called Misfala. So the upper region and the lower region, and where the graveyard is called Hajun. So that area is Hajun, where the graveyard is Mu'alla, there our mother Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha is resting. So what an indictment upon us. She made every sacrifice for the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And remember me and you. Don't even go and make salam to her. To appreciate her contribution to Islam. Because the graveyard is but five, you go walking 15, 20 minutes. So nowadays when we go, then we take taxi, we tell the brothers, tell only 10, 15 brothers will come. So think properly, brothers. Whenever we go to Makkah Mukarrama, Iman ka taqaza, Muhabbat ka taqaza, our Iman demands from us, our love for the Ahlul Bayt demands from us, go and show our respect to Mother Sayyida Khadija Umm al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anha. Her laqab, her title was At-Tahira. She's so pure, so chaste. So who can forget her? Thereafter, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no other wife at that time, married Sayyida Sauda bin Zam'a radiallahu anha. She was already old, and remember, she just wanted to be part of the household of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were some light moments also among the wives and spouses of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Honorable Ustad and Sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni rahimahullah, who passed away last year, he's buried in Istanbul. One day there in the Haramul Makki, in the Haram Sharif in Makkah, he told me, take this book, it will come in handy, Az-Ziwaj, a book on marriage and nikah and so forth. Wonderful book. He wrote my name and gave it as a hadiyah, as a gift. In there this incident is written. One day, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha, they were very good friends. And they are Hujurat, Surah 49, Surah Hujurat. Their houses were attached to one another. They would not have to go to one another's house. From the window they could speak to one another. Because they were neighbors, so close and very good friends. Their fathers were the greatest as well. Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anha. So one day their clothing was not so impressive. And the three of them met Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anha. She was looking very, very impressive and beautiful. Now these two honorable wives, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa said, just now the Master alayhi salatu salam arrived and look at how we are not so impressive. And she, the old lady, she looking so smart. So we need to do something. So they said, what? So they told her, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, these are lighter moments. And sometimes we must understand that all this used to happen in the household of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha told her, you Sauda, you know what happened. So she asked, what happened? They told her, Kharaj al-Dajjal. Dajjal is coming out and just coming out now. She said, what must I do? They said, go there at the back. But they knew there at the back is not very clean. There's a lot of dust and all these things here. So she said, okay. And she went, she believed them. Lo and behold, after a few minutes, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. And they laughing and smiling. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam realized there's something going on, obviously. Why are they laughing so much? Then he, Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, what happened? Why are you laughing, smiling so much? They wouldn't speak. They just gestured, made ishara. Go see there, go see there. When the Master alayhi salatu salam went, he found Sayyida Sauda hiding like this, and really worried and concerned, and the dust is falling on her. Dad, what you doing here? Said, Ya Rasulullah, kharajat dajjal, dajjal came out. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam realized that the co-wives, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, they were behind all this. So then he told his, no, Dajjal is still long time inshallah for him to come out. Allah protect us from Dajjal and his agents. But see the lesson you must learn. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not rebuke or reprimand Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. Why? Because remember, husband-wife relationship, sometimes you have all those light moments as well. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he used to walk, the shaitan used to take a U-turn and take flight. That was the rob, the awe, the fear. But you ask his honorable wives, they say, Inna Umar kasabihi fil wabait, that he was like a child at home. He used to joke, he used to laugh, he used to talk with us, everything. So that is what lessons we must also derive from here. Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, these three nikahs took place before the migration to Madinah Munawwara. They're all part of the Ahlul Bayt. Who is Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha? Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, ha manaqib, ha fadail. We can continue for hours and hours. Books are written. So remember that she narrated, reported 2,210 ahadith, the most for any lady. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this Ummah. 5,374 ahadith through the different chains of transmission. Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, 2,210. She is the greatest Shaykha al-Hadith. Imagine. And she, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, when the hypocrites, they passed and they made all their wild accusations and allegations against her, she says, Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, I was 100% sure Allah Jalla wa Ala will send wahi revelation to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam to exonerate me, to prove my innocence. But I never ever expected it will be revealed in the Quran Sharif. Go and read Quran, my brothers, Surah Nur, chapter 24, verses 11 to 26. Allah Jalla wa Ala to exonerate our mother Siddiqa bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhuma. 16 verses are revealed to exonerate her and prove she is totally innocent. Who can take this away from Mother Aisha radiallahu anha? When Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam would address her, Ya Aish, you called us in Arabic Tarkhim, that you take the last letter and you remove it, you drop it. Ya Hajar for Hajara, Ya Aish for Muhabba and love. Ya Humaira, oh you with the red, red complexion, fair, fair complexion, to enhance her beauty and to show her, oh Siddiqa, you are so special to me. Ya Muwaffaqa, Allah Jalla Wala gave you tawfiq to do so many good deeds that in this little period of yours, that when the Master alayhi salatu salam passes away, she's only 18 years old. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha kanat adibatan faqihatan sha'iratan muhadithatan. Go read every one of her. She was a linguist par excellence. And remember, she was a faqiha, a jurist. Senior sahaba used to come to her to get their problem solved. And she was a muhaddisa, as a person who was well accomplished in the field of hadith. And remember her fear for Almighty Allah. Kanat taqiyatan. One night they used to cry, whole night, out of the fear of Almighty Allah. But remember that she is Siddiqa. Her father is Siddiq. When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for Mi'raj, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, all were mocking the master, Allah forbid, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Said Abu Bakr said, radiallahu an, if he, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he went physically, bodily, in the state of awakeness, I believe in the master unconditionally, unreservedly. For Sammahu Siddiqa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the title of Siddiq. Who read Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, all her manaqib, her virtues and so forth and so on. Today if somebody, be honest about this, if somebody has to ask our wife that describe your husband, then how will they describe? That we will say you better keep quiet, you don't say anything. Because we know what upside down things and all that we might be doing and are doing. They asked Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, you are the honorable spouse and wife of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allama Alusi rahimahullah, in his tafsir, remember he has mentioned this. So, that Allama Alusi was from Baghdad, Ruhul Ma'ani and so forth you will find. So, in there he speaks about it. What does he say? Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha says, Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu. لَنَا شَمْسٌ وَلِلْآفَاقِ شَمْسُ. For us there is a sun, S-U-N. And on the horizon there is a sun. وَشَمْسُنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ. And our sun is much superior compared to the sun you see on the horizon. She made a claim. Now she has to substantiate it with evidence. فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ. That sun rises, yea, in Durban you see, you are there by the beach and then you see the disk of the sun appearing, and so wonderful it is, the Indians by the Indian Ocean. So what you see, let's see what a magnificent sight and spectacle it is. فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ وَشَمْسُنَا طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْإِشَاءِ. Our sun, Habibuna, S-U-N, our son Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his face Mubarak, countenance Mubarak, is shining, glittering even after Isha time the entire night. That is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See how she describes Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the time came for her janaza in the year 57-58, who is going to perform her janaza? The greatest Shaykhul Hadith performed the Salatul Janaza of the greatest Shaykha Al Hadith. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an performed the Salatul Janaza, and then she's buried there in Baqi. So read the profile of each one of the honorable wives and spouses of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you will understand. Then the Master alayhi salatu wasalam migrates. Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha has the honor to become the next wife. Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha is the daughter of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anha. And she kanat sawwama wa qawwama. 3 times she is to fast, night time she is to read tahajjud salat. And Jibreel alayhi salatu salam instructed the Master alayhi salatu salam that don't be upset with her, sometimes she might say this. You keep her as your wife because she will be your honorable wife even in Jannat al-Firdaus. Imagine what qualities they had. And after all, she's the daughter of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Thereafter, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nikah with Sayyida Zainab binti Khuzayma. She lived with the Master alayhi salatu salam for a matter of few months. But the lesson we learn, her title was Ummul Masakin. She loved the poor people. Me and you love the famous and the rich people. We don't want to mingle with the poor because we feel it's below our dignity and so-called honor. This is Sahaba. These are the Sahabiyat. Whatever they had, they used to help the poor and the needy. Hence the title Ummul Masakin. Did we give our charity today? I give you one incident. Charity has broad connotation and meaning in Islam. Kullu ma'roof in sadaqa. Every good deed is a charity in Islam. Do you know these days me and you are going through? Go study the profile, the life history of Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya Shaykhul Hadith Nawarallahu Marqadahu, and see in that state where he was in his wheelchair and so forth and so on. And we met Shaykh MashaAllah on several occasions in Karachi and in Saharanpur and in Medina and in South Africa, various places. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Hazrat came here to South Africa 81, that was his last Ramadan. In 1982, first of Shaban, he passed away. You know during these days what Shaykh used to do? Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu every day used to finish the entire Quran Sharif and say, Ya Allah, ye meri taraf se sadaqah jariya hai Ahlul Bayt ke liye aur Sahaba radiyallahu anhu ke liye. Me and you can't read one juz also. One supara also we're not reading. Shaykh used to read the entire Quran Sharif daily during these days. Ye iman ka taqaza hai, ye muhabbat ka taqaza hai. This is what our true iman demands from us. This is what our love really demands from us. Kullun yadda'i bi hubbi layla wa layla la tuqirru bidhak. Everybody used to tell Layla that they love her and so forth. Layla says, none of you love me, only my Majnoon loves me. Majnoon means to be crazy. You know today these youngsters, they get married. So now he can't, he's just thinking of his wife the whole time, day and night. You ask him, bhai, what happened? He say, I'm madly in love. That mad also he will make like a mud. So spelling is the same. He will extend it and prolong it. Madly mud, you see. I'm madly in love with her. So Majnoon means that. So they ask Majnoon, but this lady, this Zulaikha of yours, her teeth are not even aligned and she got like a slight squint in her eyes and so forth. So how come you fell in love with her? So what answer he gave? He said, you need to have the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. You try tonight with your wife and say, beauty is in the beholder's eye. You know, the person who loves. That you tell her that you have a Majnoon over her, then see, she will go for Mi'raj in Muharram also. So she will be elated, delighted. So imagine that this was how Shaykhul Hadith Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, he loved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the family of the Master alayhi salatu salam, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. You know about Shaykh? For years, not 1-2 months, for years, he used to read, remember, one Sahabi, Abu Umama al-Bahili radiallahu anhu, he used to read 2 rakat salat daily for him for years and years and years. You know, Shaykh could walk also initially, then afterwards he fell sick and so on. I'm speaking when Jawani ka zamana. When Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith was very young and very, very young and healthy. So they asked him, oh Shaykh, Rahimahullah, we say now, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, who's the Sahabi you're reading for every day? He said, Abu Umama al-Bahili radiallahu anhu. But why are you reading only for him? He said, I read for others, but for him I'm reading, he made such ihsan upon us. He did such a favor on this ummah, on me and you, he made life so easy. He went to Mustafa Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you recite this dua, that dua, then you say we must seek Allah's protection from this, from that. Teach us one simple dua, is inclusive, comprehensive of all the duas. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him Abu Umama al-Bahili radiallahu anhu, read, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu Nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa a'udhu bika min sharri masta'adha minhu Nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever dua that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked from you, I am begging you, petitioning you for the same dua, ya Allah. Whatever the Master Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought protection from, I also seek protection. Imagine these two sentences includes every dua of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is what we must learn. So after Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha was Sayyida Zainab binti Khuzaimah, she passes away. Then comes the turn of Sayyida Umme Salama radiallahu anha. She stays in the same house of Sayyida Zainab binti Khuzaimah radiallahu anha. Umme Salama radiallahu anha had a husband, she had children, and when her husband passed away, she used to cry so much because he was such a wonderful husband. But she used to read the dua, and the dua we all must read. Many of us read it, but we read it incorrectly. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That dua we all know. Oh Almighty Allah, we cry that we know our near and dear one passed away. So we belong to you, and unto you is the return. And then the second part mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Join the meem with the hamza with the alif. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Our people read Allahumma ajirni fi musibati. That's wrong. The whole meaning gets distorted then. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Ya Allah, you grant me that reward during this calamity, disaster, catastrophe of mine. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Wakhluf li khayra minha. Give me, grant me ni'mal badal. Give me someone, something better, O Allah. So she says, her iddat finished, her waiting period. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, you are a widow, I will marry you. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have children and it will be a big problem, and by nature also it will be very difficult. He, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, no, that everything will work out and is fine. So she married, and then what happened? Allah jalla wala gave a ni'mal badal. Who can compare with Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So when a calamity befalls us any time, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khluf li khayran minha. Thereafter we have the second Zainab, Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh radiallahu anha. Look at their incident. Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh, a paragon of beauty, and lo and behold, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam initially had a son that's adopted, and he's called Zaid bin Muhammad, Zaid bin Muhammad. Surah 33, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah 33, verse 5 gets revealed. Ud'uhum li'abaihim huwa aqsatu indallah. Call the adopted children by their biological father's name. Not adopted father, that's haram in Islam. That is justice by Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 5. Now the name changes from Zaid bin Muhammad, attached, connected to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to his biological father, Zaid bin Haritha. Zaid radiallahu anhu is not very, very handsome, is not rich, and so forth and so on. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, you Zaid, you have to marry Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh. Sayyida Zainab says, but I'm so, you know, attractive and so forth. He says, no, this is the command you must get. For the love, my sisters, for the love of Almighty Allah, for the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Zainab says, fine, if Allah's verdict is this, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's verdict is this, I will marry him, although initially I was reluctant to marry him. Zaid radiallahu anhu also knew that initially she was very reluctant. Lo and behold, as taqdeer would have it, destiny would have it, then they were not really compatible, and then, yeah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed them to get married. Today the people say, this Maulana and this Imam sahab and Mufti sahab made istikhara, how come our daughter came back? Yeah, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them to get married. And after a few months, they were not compatible. So what happens is that he, Sayyidina Zayd, divorces her. But they did all this for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, for the love and pleasure of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It did finish everything. Now what happens? Allah Jalla Wala wants to elevate both of them. For Zaydna Zayd, Zayd bin Haritha, the only Sahabi, the only companion whose name nami ismigrami honorable name is mentioned in the noble Quran, chapter 33, verse 37. Falamma qada Zaydun minha watara. So Allah mentions his name. Anytime me and you read Quran, we have to read Zayd radiallahu anhu's name. Your name got cut off directly to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah mentioned your name in the Quran. No person can read Quran Sharif from starting to ending and not taking your name. This is when we do actions for the sake and love of Almighty. Oh, you Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh, you were so concerned that you are so attractive, you are a paragon of beauty. But you heard what Almighty Allah said. You heard what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. We will make you the only lady on the surface of this earth. Zawajnakaha. Allah Jalla wa Ala performed the nikah. Fawqa sab'a samawat. That he Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala said. Zawajnakaha. Ya Rasulallah, O Habibana sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is your Ahlul Bayt. This is your household. I, Allah, we have performed your nikah to her. She used to tell the co-wife, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, and all the others, your family got you married, but Allah Jalla wa Ala performed my nikah. That is my unique feature and distinction. Whoever does something solely, only, exclusively for Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, akhirat is akhirat. In this world you will see the bonus and the bansela and the reward you will get. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. The reward in this world, that is the sample, example and bonus, and the maximum, optimum, handsome reward is in the year after. Imagine both of them. Zayd radiallahu anhu smiling, my name Mubarak is in the Quran. Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh, she smiling that my nikah performed by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala himself. You want your nikah to be performed? By who? So make dua, Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. When we enter Jannat al-Firdaus, then what happens? Allah himself says, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. When we see the beautiful women and damsels of Jannah, we just want to go, hey brother, hold it, hold it. Allah says, I perform your nikah, then you go and touch her. Imagine Allah performed the nikah in the year after for us. That is Allah's mercy. Then we come, the next one was who? Remember Sayyida Safiya radiallahu, Sayyida Juwayriya radiallahu anha. Next one was Sayyida Juwayriya radiallahu anha. Who is Sayyida Juwayriya? See what contribution they made. It is the battle of Bani Mustaliq, and there, remember, she was taken as captive. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahabi, okay, I will give you the ransom, and then told her that I will emancipate you, liberate you, if you want, and if you want, you can marry me. She said, very good, I will marry. And when she married Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the nikah took place. Over 100 families from the tribe of Banu Mustalik, they all entered into the fold of Islam. One lady became the means for 100 families approximately to enter into the fold of Islam. Go read about Sayyida Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha. This is contribution. These are our honorable mothers. Today you ask about soccer team, cricket team, they know everything. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable wife, we hardly know anything. They're part of the Ahlul Bayt. To love them, to defend their honor. تحفظ ناموس صحابہ, تحفظ ناموس اہل البیت فرض ہے. To protect the honor, dignity of the household of Mustafa صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and صحابہ is compulsory according to us, the اہل السنہ والجماعہ. So we should always remember that. Thereafter Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Sayyida Umm Habiba radiallahu anha. What a Mubarak family. Abu Sufyan, not Muslim, embraces Islam, becomes radiallahu anhu. His eye Mubarak injured in the battle, during the time of the battle of Ghazwa-e Taif. His wife Sayyida Hinda radiallahu anha, she was the one who chewed the leather, but then embraced Islam, and she became from the Sahabiyah. Their son, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, rules this ummah from the year 41 to 60. 22nd Rajab, the year 60, he passes away. Remember, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an, opens Sahih Muslim, was Katibul Wahi, one of the scribes of revelation. His title is Khalul Mu'mineen. You say, this is my mamaji. He man jo mamu ai, ye mera mamu hai. He is the mamu and he is the uncle of all the believers, because his sister is Umm Habiba and she is Umm al-Mu'mineen. When she is our mother, then he becomes the mamaji. He becomes Khalul Mu'mineen. So Amir Mu'ab, listen to her incident. She is here in our continent. Her husband becomes murtad and he becomes an apostate. She's worried, alone there. Negus Najashi radiallahu ta'ala an, for whom Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the salatul janaza and abstentia. He, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, heard of this through wahi revelation. It did everything finish. Okay, I will marry her. He was so elated, delighted. The first marriage performed through proxy. And remember, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam negotiating with Najashi negus, and he paid the mahar. He, Najashi, paid the mahar. And after the nikah, a big feast was held and so forth. Then he, Najashi, made the arrangement for her, Umm Habiba radiallahu anha, to leave Medina, to leave Africa and Ethiopia, Habasha, and go to Medina Munawwara. See how Almighty Allah chose him. He gave asylum to the Sahaba, and he was responsible for helping this lady who subsequently becomes the Aswaj-e-Mutahharat, the honorable wife of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Next one, the Battle of Khaybar in this month, 13 Muharram, the 70th of the Hijrah, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu plays a prominent role, and they have a duel one by one. One side Sayyidina Ali, that side their marhab. And in a few minutes and seconds, Sayyidina Ali dispatches him to hell. Therefore, he's called Fatih Khaybar. And I've been to Khaybar, 150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara. The forts are still there. The forts named Qamus. He went and he smashed the door as well, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew, I must give the banner and the flag to him. Therefore, his title is this. So when the prisoners of war were brought, Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha was brought. She was also given to Sahabi. Nabi alayhi salam said, fine, there she is the leader's daughter, so take the ransom, and gave a choice. If you want, you get your freedom, you can marry me or go back to your tribe. She said, no, I will marry you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was a Jewess, and remember that today she's Umm al-Mu'mineen. Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha, our children of Palestine, our children of Gaza, did you ever cry for them? Did you make dua for them? They always remember this incident in life. You just need one, two sources of inspiration and motivation. And with the help of Allah, that will motivate you lifelong. Who is there to help these people in Palestine? The Arab countries and rulers, tinpot dictators, murtad, ghaddar, traitors to Islam and Palestinian cause. You all know who we are talking of. So these children said, we will give our life, but we will not sell Islam. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa ya'ud. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa ya'ud. O Jutla, O Zionist, O Jew, remember the Battle of Khaybar. Today we are the army of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will dice with death, but we will never surrender to you. Imagine. Me and you, we see a water pistol, our wuzu will break. What you say? So they take on the superpowers, as they call themselves in the Middle East, with no fear. They got stones in their hands, iman in their heart. Come, we will take you on. And the day will come, and it can be now or in the near future. I gave Maulana Randeri certain pages. Every one of you who knows Arabic, take one page. Or you know an alim in your area, take it. And go read that one page, and who will see who is the murderer of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh, who causes martyrdom. So everything is written there. Is the kuffar Shia themselves. You want to know what's going to happen in Palestine today, tomorrow, in future? Go read Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya, Hawla Qadiyyatil Falastiniyya. In the light of Qur'an, Allah Jalla Wala is telling the Jutlas, your time is up, and what will happen? In Ahsantum Ahsantum Lianfusikum, if you practice justice, Allah will leave it for you. Wa in asa'tum falaha, and if you do injustice, then you are bringing about the wabal, the disaster, and you will see you will lose everything. Our apartheid regime, they were so proud. If you know apartheid, we grew up in apartheid, we lived in apartheid, we know what is apartheid. The white minority regime used to say, we have such a powerful army, we start here in Pretoria, and in 1 week, 2 weeks, we'll be right there in Cairo. We can clean up the whole Africa in 1 week, 2 weeks. That was their might they had, and their pride and arrogance. And that same thing what Israel is saying. What this Arab puppet regime, we can clean them up in 1 week. So who are these Palestinians? But Palestinians are there for 74 years from the time Israel came in 48. Who can do this without Iman and Islam? They told the Jutlas and the Zionist regime and the world, Biddam, birruh, nafdika ya Aqsa. With our blood, with our lives, we will give for Aqsa. We will never allow you, Jutla, to raise the flag there on Aqsa. Where are we? Where are our children? Our children are worried about the soccer match and cricket match. Our children are busy with the internet and so. And you see the children, weekend has started now. You say, I'm very busy. So boy, what you doing? We see the emails are flying to the females the whole time. So that is how busy they are. Read, my brothers, go look at the Battle of Khaybar. Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha was only 17 years old. And she comes into the nikah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was very, very beautiful. Now you know among wives, these stories, you understood. So remember in Arabic, it's not Quran, Hadith, it's a saying, it's proverb. Ad-dwarratan la tattafiqan. When you have two wives, then they don't agree. You know. So one person in PE is my friend. We got two wives, you see. So I ask him, how you manage? He said, no, I manage like this. When we go shopping, I'm in the middle. And then I tell the right one, when I press your hand, then you must know I love you more. Then I say the same thing to the other one. So I press both their hands. You understood? So both say that I love them more. But you see, the problem happened when both put sugar for me, now I got diabetes. You understood? All this happens. You bajis, you know. In Memon, we got a nice word, you know. So Baji was walking straight. Then he decided to take a second wife. To solve Vakovari, you know. He went permanently into Ruku. You understood? So you must remember this. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us a lesson. Then the last wife, Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha. Do you know about Sayyida Maymuna? I told you in the starting, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha buried in Mu'alla. All the other wives in Medina, besides Sayyida Maymuna, she's last wife of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where she's buried? When you pass the 100 times already, you come from Makkah, you come from Medina to Makkah, you come from Jeddah to Makkah, you're going from Makkah to Medina or Jeddah, then you pass a place called Sarif, Sin Rafa, Sin Refe. Look at the profile. إنها تزوجت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بسريف. Her nikah took place in Sarif, 30 kilometers out of Makkah. My wife also knows. She'll say, there Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha is buried. So the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam married her. وَبَنَا بِهَا بِسَرِيفٍ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consummated the marriage with her in the same place. وَمَاتَتْ بِسَرِيفٍ. And she passed away in Sarif. وَدُفِنَتْ بِسَرِيفٍ. And she's buried there in Sarif. But the ummah today, millions, 1 million perform Hajj. If you find 5% who know where the place is, you will be lucky. You see, because that love, that attachment for Ahlul Bayt, we confine it only to Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Fatima. That is the propaganda of our enemies. We must know the Ahlul Bayt is the entire family of the Master alayhi salatu salam, and first and foremost are the honorable wives of the Master alayhi salatu salam, then the children, the grandchildren. So remember, we conclude, Allahumma zukna hubbak wa hubba rasulik wa hubba ahlil bayt wa hubba ashabin nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us your love, grant us the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the love of the family and the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and the love of all the sahaba radiallahu an. Brothers, we'll make dua now, and inshallah that we might just take a little bit, 2-3 extra minutes. I want all of you to be focused, and we should make special dua. Is a ma'arika, is a battle going on. This is unprovoked, remember this. The Israelis, if you read the reports coming through on Twitter and other media and social media, they say, we perceive and we receive intelligence that Islamic Jihad or Hamas or the Palestinians were going to attack us, and therefore we attack them, and it is preemptive strike. And so the last count that when I saw my phone was 8 shuhada and a 4-year-old child, 5-year-old child, and more than 40-50 injured and so forth. So what do you call people like this? People like this you call murderers of prophets and messengers. Quran says, فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. They murdered and killed Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, Zacharias, peace be upon him. They murdered and killed Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, John the Baptist. I'm translating for you because you non-Muslims are listening. They attempted to assassinate Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the Jutlas, the Jews. They attempted to assassinate Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe it is in their DNA that they love to murder and cause mayhem and chaos. Therefore, I'm very clear on this issue, and you can quote me anywhere. We say one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. Remember this, you cannot come in our territory. By your international law, your own human rights there in Israel said you're an apartheid regime. Amnesty International said you're an apartheid regime. But you find that the enemies of Islam today, they say no apartheid. So we know what is apartheid. So minimum, my brothers, you can't be sleeping and just say that no, that is their problem. Arab-Israeli conflict. It's not Arab-Israeli. Layyam bi al-sinatihim. When the Jutla speaks, he speaks with a forked tongue. So this is a Muslim, Yahudi, Muslim, Sahyuni. This is Muslim Zionist conflict, Muslim Jewish conflict. And remember that the people who will defend Aqsa and Palestinians, Allah will raise them, insha'Allah, amongst the shuhada and the martyrs and the siddiqeen. And those who sell out, they will be raised with the munafiqeen and hypocrites, with the murtaddeen and apostates. So think properly. When you sit on the fence, you are committing a major offense. Always remember that. Innal munafiqeena fi dharkil asfali minan nar. So I beg you, brothers, individually, with your wife, with your children, see, they have nothing. If you've been to Gaza, 15 years, they're under siege. The space, the air is controlled by the Jutlas, the sea is controlled by the Jutlas, the land is controlled by them. But these people say, we will not give up, we will die with death. The other day I spoke of Ghazwatul Salasil, when Khalid bin Walid wrote a letter to him, to Hurmuz, and told Hurmuz, remember, inna ma'iya qawm yuhibbun al-qatla fi sabilillah kama tuhibbun al-khamar. With me, they are people. They love to dice with death. how you love our translation. Khamar means alcohol. Our translation is you love your wine and your swine. So we love to give our life in the path of Allah. That is the Palestinians. They are mustadafeen. They are men, they are women, they are children. They said that we will defend the deen with shahadat, with martyrdom. Our Islamic history is not written in black and white. Our Islamic history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, and the red, red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. That is what makes our Islamic history so unique. So brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners of the various radio stations, turn to Allah, and we thank our capital group, we thank Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, all the directors of Ansar, and our brothers, mashallah, Shah Faisal Asmal and Yusuf Asmal, and all the brothers who are here, Muhammad Salim Asmal, and mashallah, Hafiz Muhammad Bassa, and the whole team, Hafiz Wadi. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. So inshallah, let us turn our focus to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah grant our Mujahideen victory in Afghanistan, in Libya, in Syria, in Palestine, Burma, Egypt, wherever there is so much oppression going on. And Allah Ta'ala grant us safety, security in our own beloved country, yes, South Africa as well. So let's turn to Allah and make special dua, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والإيال ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما رزقتنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الصهيونيين فانصرنا على القوم اليهود يا رب العالمين فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين يا رب العالمين اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم اهزمهم يا رب العالمين وانصرنا عليهم وانصرنا عليهم على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم اجعل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين يا رب العالمين اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم خالف بين قلوبهم وصفوفهم يا رب العالمين اللهم عليك بهم يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم اجدد وطأتك على اليهود الظالمين المحتلين اللهم اجدد وطأتك على اليهود الظالمين المحتلين يا رب العالمين يا الله help the Palestinians يا الله help the مظلومين يا الله decimate the Zionist entity يا الله يا الله all those who are siding with these zalim and oppressors يا الله give them hidayat if there's no hidayat for them in kunest or nabud kar de يا الله you destroy and annihilate them يا الله you are the one who are qadir mutlak يا الله you do what you want to do يا الله يا الله they're giving their lives for Palestine for الأرض المباركة في الأرض المقدسة في مسجد الأقصى. Help them, assist them, Ya Allah. How you help the Muslims in Battle of Badr, Battle of Khaybar, Ya Allah. Help our Muslims, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these people are zalims, Ya Allah. They're stealing, occupying our land, destroying our masajid. Ya Allah, whether it be in India, whether it be in Palestine, whether it be in Syria, whether it be in other parts of the world. Guide the people to guide Islam, Ya Allah. If there's no guidance for them, then they destroy them, Ya Allah. Allah mashfi maradana wa المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموت المسلمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم كن لنا ولا تكن علينا يا أرحم الراحمين وادخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين